produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. And welcome on in, welcome on in. Welcome to the presence of God. Welcome. We welcome you. This is your host, Minister Melissa Bonilla, here at Leaders of Legacy Radio. And I just want to say welcome to the presence of God. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for chiming in. We are going to jump right in to today's study and just prepare our hearts to go into the Word and just receive what the Lord has for us today. And on this day, I'm just so grateful to God and just for who He is in my life and how He has turned, you know, the pains and the heartaches of life around into such joy, into tremendous joy. There's just tremendous joy in my heart and in my life in this moment. So I'm just so thankful, and I just want to give Him all the glory for that, you know, all the praise and all the honor to you, Lord Jesus. And just thank you, Lord, for everyone, Lord, that's listening in, Father God. I just pray, Lord, that you open the eyes of our hearts, that you open our understanding, Lord, that we would hear you, Lord, more clearly, Lord, today, Jesus, than ever before, Lord, that you would speak through me, Lord, that the words of my lips, oh God, that they would be glorifying, Lord, in your sight, Lord, encouraging, Lord, every ear, Lord, that's listening, Father. I just thank you. I thank you. I bless you and I praise you, Lord. Bless your word. Bless your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you. So, you know, I'm sitting and pondering and, you know, just going through some situations in life and, you know, walking through the testing and the trying and the process and just being refined and purified and, just wanted to speak a little bit today on the difference between bitterness of soul and bitterness, because I believe that they are two extreme differences, two complete extremes, two different extremes completely, you know, to be bitter of soul and to be bitter in your soul are two different extremes that sound very similar, but they stir from two different places, you know. So we're just gonna get right in, and I want to talk today about Hannah. you know, how Hannah was in deep anguish and she prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. You know, she prayed from bitterness of soul. She wasn't bitter because of her circumstances, but she prayed from a place of being, having bitterness of soul. She was not bitter in her soul. So we're just going to jump right into 1 Samuel chapter 1. And we're going to read in the blessing of the Lord. It says, there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of the hill country of Ephraim, named Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. Aren't you glad that these names are, you know, names that we don't name our children now, or name, you know, names we gotta pronounce now, or just bunch of tongue twisters, you know? Thank you, God, for your purpose and your plans for then and what you're doing now. But man, some of these names and the pronunciations of them can really put your tongue in a knot. Amen. So they were from the hill country of Ephraim. He was from the hill country of Ephraim, named Elkanah, the son of... Well, I went through all of that already. I'm sorry. This named Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives, one named Hannah and the other named Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah had none. This man went up from his city each year to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh. Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests to the Lord there. When the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions of the sacrificial meat to Penina, his wife, and all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, because he loved Hannah, but the Lord had given her no children. So he loved Hannah. He gave her a double portion. But his other wife had children, and he gave her just portions of the sacrificial meat. The Lord had given her no children. Hannah's rival provoked her bitterly, to irritate and embarrass her, because the Lord had left her childless. So it had happened year after year, whenever she went up to the house of the Lord, Penina provoked her. So she wept and would not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you cry and why do you not eat? Why are you so sad and discontent? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah got up after eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on his seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. Hannah was greatly distressed, and she prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. She made a vow, saying, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction, the suffering of your maidservant, and remember and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. A razor shall never touch his head. Now it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli was watching her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, mind. Only her lips were moving, and her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. Isn't it something how people always assume that they know what's going on with us? Isn't it something that people assume that, you know, someone's unstable when they're at their weakest and their most vulnerable place before the Lord? when they're doing what's right before the eyes of the Lord, when they're seeking the Lord with their whole heart. Isn't it funny how people will gaze upon them and watch and criticize and accuse? So Eli said to her, "How long will you make yourself drunk? Get rid of your wine." But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman with a despairing spirit. I have not been drinking wine or any intoxicating drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your maidservant as a wicked or worthless woman, for I have spoken until now out of my great concern and bitter provocation." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked him." Hannah said, "Let your maidservant find grace and favor in your sight." So the woman went on her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. The woman was no longer sad. Hannah was no longer sad. So to be bitter of soul is to cry out, to pour out, to weep earnestly before the Lord, to lay the anguish of your heart before him, weeping bitterly before him. And this is the position that Hannah took. Hannah, in deep anguish, she prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. She prayed, she wept sorely over the condition of not being able to have children. So she was weeping bitterly before God. She wasn't bitter because of the situation. The situation didn't make her bitter. She didn't grow bitter in heart, but she wept bitterly from a brokenness, from a place of utter, you know, utter need, utter reliance on God. That God, I'm pouring this out before you, Lord. I'm laying this down at your feet, God. I'm seeking your answers, Lord. I'm seeking your way, God. I just want to hear you, God. I just want to know, God, if you hear me. This is the position that she was in, that she was laying herself down, you know, before God daily, you know, crying out before him from a place of just despair of not being able to have a child, of being barren. You know, living with the other wife and the other wife provoking her and, you know, just teasing her and testing her and just bothering her because she couldn't produce, you know. Can you imagine the way that Hannah felt, the way she felt as a woman, you know, when God has called us to be men and women that multiply, that reproduce, that, you know, to have children and watch our children be blessed and watch our children have children and watch their children to become blessed. So like all this heaviness, just heaviness of heart laid upon her, and she just laid it and just wept before the Lord from a bitter place of weeping. You know, she wasn't bitter. She wasn't angry. She wasn't disappointment. She didn't hold resentment towards the father, you know, for being barren. It wasn't that. She wasn't, you know, angry. She didn't, you know, hate herself or hate her situation, but she sought the Lord out. You know, she sought him out. She laid her feelings down. She laid them down and wept bitterly. Bitterly before him. You know, if she was bitter, the word of God in Hebrews 12:15 tells us not to let roots of bitterness spring up inside of us to cause trouble. You know, being bitter causes trouble. It causes trouble to one's life. It causes trouble to one's spirit. It causes trouble to the way that we look at everything. If you're bitter, you're angry, you're resentful, you know, you want to take revenge. You want to, you know, live an eye for an eye. You want to, you know, get those back that have hurt you. That was not the position of Hannah. Hannah laid laid at the feet of the Lord, you know, and just wept before him, crying out, you know, crying out in anguish. Lord, if you would just look upon me, if you would just look upon your maidservant, if you would just see, if you would just give me a son, Lord, I would give him back to you so that all the days of his life, Lord, that he would follow you. He would follow you. I promise, God, that whatever you give me in the womb, I will give it back to you so that they can serve you, Lord, wholeheartedly. That was her position. You know, she wasn't trying to point fingers back at Penina. She wasn't, you know, cursing her husband. You know, she wasn't doing none of that. She wasn't cursing Penina's children. She didn't have that type of bitterness. She wasn't a bitter woman. She had bitterness of soul for the condition that she was in. So, you know, there's such a difference. There's such a huge difference when we're in situations, when we're in circumstances, and, you know, we're just in situations in life, when situations of life catch us by surprise, or, you know, we're in a situation that has carried itself out, you know, maybe for years, maybe, you know, years of sickness, maybe years of poverty, or years of, you know, addiction, struggling, watching someone struggle in addiction, and, you know, parents become a bitter over the years, and why won't their children change, or, you know, why ain't I healed, or, you know, whatever the situation may be, bitterness can set in. Bitterness can set in and make you look at the situation from, you know, the inside out, where, you know, you just kind of despise everything around you, where, you know, others are doing well, and you know, you're envious or jealous over what they got going on because it hasn't happened for you yet. This was not the place that Hannah was in, and this is not a place that we as believers should ever be in, for we know that God works all things out for the good of those that love him, for the good of those that have been called. And no matter what the situation is that's going on in our life, no matter what we're faced with, no matter what hardships we're faced with, we have to be a people that believe, that believe that if we just cry out before him day and night, if we just weep bitterly and sorely before him, if we just weep, that eventually he's gonna turn our situations around. He's gonna turn our situations around and move on our behalf in such a way where, you know, the blessing that comes forth is going to be for your family. It's going to be for your lineage. It's going to be, you know, for the sake of a nation, maybe. We don't know what God's plan is, what God's fullness is, you know, but we trust and we walk it out each and every day, just relying on him, relying on his spirit, relying on, you know, the Holy Spirit to lead us, relying on the ways of God to lead us, relying on his word to take root in our hearts, you know, that we trust and solely rely on him who called us with a greater purpose, who called us with a greater plan, who called us and you know, is drawing us near unto him each and every day. We walk that out. We trust and we believe in that. We don't get caught up and entangled in bitter roots where, you know, we're pointing fingers and we're mad at the world, and, you know, we're trickling down into negativity. No, we stand up and we declare and decree the word of the Lord that, you know, God, that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we face. It doesn't matter what we go through. It doesn't matter what we see. It doesn't matter what it looks like. If God has given you a promise, that is what you hang on to. That is what you hang on to. You know, I know a couple weeks ago, just share a short testimony here. A couple weeks ago, you know, I was at church during a service, and, you know, the Lord was moving in my heart to go up at the end of the service to be prayed for boldness, you know. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, oh God, like, dare I go up to the altar call for more boldness? Because, you know, if anybody that knows me, and for those of you that don't know me, I am pretty bold. I'm pretty bold already. So, you know, in the back of my head, I'm thinking like, no, I cannot go up there for more boldness, you know, but the Spirit was burning so much in my heart. And I was so impressed in my heart to just that I had to go up there. And I went up, and God had a word. God had a word for me, you know. And for those of you that don't know, you know, I'm coming out of and endured a season of grief, season of trauma where my son was murdered, and you know, just a grief-stricken 2 years, the past 2 years. And God began to minister to me about this place, about this this bitterness of soul, that this I was coming out of this place, you know, coming out of this place that not only was he turning the page, but he was closing the whole book, you know. And the word just stuck with me. It stuck with me. And, you know, if you're anything like me, whenever the Lord speaks, you'll just go before him. And, you know, you're constantly checking yourself, constantly checking, you know, like, God, search me, God, search me. So, like, I went before the Lord and I was asking the Lord, I'm like, God, you know, like, is there bitterness in me? Like, am I a bitter woman? You know, like, if there's any type of bitterness in me where, you know, I have blame, or, you know, there's guilt, like, you know, I'm angry, I'm pointing fingers, you know, like, just search me, God, search me and reveal it to me, because I don't want to carry bitterness, because I know that bitterness produces rotten fruit, you know, and I know that the roots of bitterness can produce ugly things. So, you know, I constantly just try to keep my heart before God and ask him to search it over and over, and consume and purify and prune. Like, I'm constantly praying like that, you know. And in the midst of my prayer, you know, the Lord spoke to me and he said, daughter. Like, he called me daughter. He didn't even call me Mel. He didn't call me Melissa. He called me daughter. And he said, I didn't mean bitterness in that form. I meant bitterness of soul. And he said, look at Hannah. And immediately, like, I knew what he was referring to. I knew the place that Hannah cried out from. I remembered the scriptures. I remembered the story. So, like, I ran to my Bible. I got my Bible and I began to, you know, read this story. And it just bring such a release over me, such a release over me, you know, where things just began to break off. And, you know, the sadness that once covered my heart, you know, because of the loss of my son, God was showing me, like, that sadness will overtake you no more. Like, rest assured, your son is with me. And one day, daughter, when you cross over, your son will be right here waiting for you. Now I need you to walk out in my joy. Now I need you to, you know, reach those that are in the same position that I have pulled you out. Now I need you to lead those through the valley of the shadow of death and be the example that I've called you to be. Be the example how I held your hand and walked with you through. Now show them and held their hand and walk them through. And like, just layers of stuff began to just break off of me. And I was just full of this joy, you know. And I knew that, you know, there'll be days where I have tears. There's going to be days, you know, yeah, where I still miss him. There's all of that. Yes, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. But it's not gonna be from a place of hurt, from a place of stinging, from a place of, you know, where it's catching me off guard, where I'm stuck, where I'm stuck, because I felt stuck. I felt stuck in this place. Like, how do I go forward? How do I move forward? You know, I take a couple steps forward, but then it feels like, you know, I'm just overwhelmed once again. I take a couple steps forward and then I'm just overwhelmed once again. But God showed me through this as I continued to
day and night in those lonely moments, in those hours and those nights where I just wept before him, like, God, take this from me, take this pain, take this hurt. You know, I was crying from a place where I wanted my son back. I was crying from a place where that place was never gonna happen. It was not even a real place to be crying out for, because it was impossible. My son has already passed and gone into glory, so there's no way that I can have him back in this life. In this life here on earth. Oh, but there's gonna come a day when I cross over and I come through the gates and I will see him again. I believe that. But you know, God had to show me and pull me out of that bitterness in my soul, where I was weeping from a place where only God can pull me from, where only God could heal that hurt, where only God could rip off, you know, that deceit and that layer of anguish. That layer of anguish. And I remember the days that I cried out, like, God, this is too much for me to bear. Please take this pain. Lord, just take this pain. Take this pain from me, God. Like, I don't understand what to do it. So I just lay before you. I worship before you. I cry before you, Lord. Let it be a fragrance, God. Let it be an offering that I just lay down. God, I don't even have words. The tears used to just stream down my face, you know, but it was my place. It was my place of weeping sorely before him. Weeping sorely before him. And he knew, you know. And instead of allowing me to get bitter in my heart, bitter in my soul, God took me from a place of bitterness of soul and traded, you know, my ashes for beauty. He has done such a beautiful thing in my life now, you know, from this whole, you know, tragedy and disaster, as some would call it, and has turned my mourning into dancing. Like, truly has turned my mourning into dancing. And you know, it's so awesome when we can get to a place where we recognize that God doesn't intend for us to be bitter. But when you're in a place of anguish, when you're in a place that hurts so deep, the posture that you take should be crying out, laying down, bowing down before him, getting in his presence, just seeking his face, just calling to him, because he's the only one that can set you free. He's the only one that can set you free. So I just speak now to anyone that's in that place or finds themselves, you know, crying out from a place of bitterness of soul, and you need the Lord to move. You need the Lord to break through in your situation. I just speak breakthrough right now. I speak divine supernatural healing. I speak just a turning of the tables right now, a turning of the tables right now, that you would be able to sit and have the peace and the joy of the Lord encamp you and rise up in you, to know that God is for you, that he would never leave you, that his grace is sufficient in the darkest hour of life. His grace is sufficient to through. Amen. You have to believe that his grace is sufficient to carry you through. And I speak to your circumstances. I speak light into your darkness. I speak healing over your shattered and bruised heart. I speak healing and deliverance right now. I speak the acts of the Holy Spirit to be put to the root of any bitter root in your life right now, that the acts of the Holy Ghost will be put to any root of bitterness in your life right now that has caused you to be resentful, that has caused you to be anger, that has caused you to stay stuck in a lifestyle of grief, of anger, of rage, whatever it may be. Let the acts of the Holy Spirit be put to the root right now, that those things would never again produce any type of fruit. And I just speak the fruit of the Spirit over your life right now. That there be joy, that there be patience, that there be kindness, that there be love, that there be a sound mind to come over you, where you don't dwell on and ponder on the hard times and the situations, unless it's to give God the glory and see where he has brought you from. But you don't stuck and looking at the situation, but you know that you have to keep on moving. You have to keep on moving, pressing forward to the goal of which he called you forth, heavenward. You can not be bitter and victorious at the same time. You just can't. It just doesn't work. In your bitterness, you have to be broken. You have to be broken before the Lord and recognize that you are loved. You are loved. You are fearfully made. You are wonderfully made. He has called you by your name. He has called you and drawn you near to his heart. He keeps you with his strong right hand. You have to believe and declare these things over your life, day and night, over the lives of your children, over the lives of your husband and wife, over the lives of your family. Declare the word of the Lord over you, for the word of the Lord is hidden in our hearts, that we would not sin against him. Declare his promises over you, over your home. Declare them day and night, that as for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord, at any cost, Lord, we will serve you. And that is the place that God desires us, that we lay the bitterness down, that we lay the bitterness of soul down, that we come out of that place and truly come alive in him. That we have our full being, our full wholeness in him, that our hearts would be whole and healed, and in him we lack nothing. Amen. Amen. And just like Hannah conceived and, you know, gave birth to the promise, you too shall give birth to your promises. You too shall conceive and give birth and mother those promises of God. You will mother those God that he has spoken over your life. So, amen. Just grasp onto that. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to Jesus at any cost. At any cost, hold on to Jesus and his word, for his word will never return void. Amen. His word will never return void. Amen and amen. So I thank you. I thank you for joining us today and tuning in here to Leaders of Legacy Radio. We are so blessed. We are so blessed to have you with us. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear how we can pray for you. We would love to hear, you know, how you've been blessed by the teachings and the testimonies and just the stuff that has gone forth. And we just ask that you would share, you can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. You can send your prayer request. You can just communicate with us there, however you can. You can follow us on Facebook at Leaders of Legacy. Look us up on Facebook. Look us up on Instagram, social media. Follow us, partner with us. We are so blessed to just have you supporting us, and we just look forward, you know, we look forward to growing with you in this journey of faith and this life of faith that we live, you know, until the Lord calls us home or takes us home. So until, you know, the next segment of Leaders of Legacy Radio, we just bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he shine his face upon you. May he give you just sweet rest. May his presence just consume you. May all that is attached to you be blessed and prosper. May you find favor with him, favor with man. And as we leave this broadcast, but never his presence, may his presence just consume you in all that you do, in all that you are. May you be blessed and overflowed with the abundance love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here love you and bless you. We love you and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Be blessed until we meet again. The favor of God go with you. Amen and amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.